Hvis nogen spørger mig, hvem der er stor favorit til det her års 24-timers Le Mans, så er svaret meget enkelt. Der er ikke én bestemt stor favorit. Men hvis man ser lidt i historiebøgerne og ser lidt på, hvad der er foregået i 24-timers Le Mans de senere år, så er der nogle ting, som falder mig i øjnene. Det ene det er altså, at Toyota har formået at vinde racet 5 gange. Og de vandt godt nok ikke sidste år, de vandt heller ikke året inden. Der var mange forskellige årsager til det ene og det andet. Men det er i hvert fald ikke, fordi de ikke er konkurrencedygtige. De stiller kun op på 2 biler, og så har de jo altså den strategi, at de siger, never split a winning team. Og det betyder altså, at man kører videre med i princippet de samme kører, som man har fået godt tømret sammen inde i det her race setup. Men den kører, som måske i den grad skiller sig ud, det er Sebastian Buemi. Sebastian Buemi, han er også tidligere Formel 1-mester, det var før det blev til et verdensmesterskab. Men han evner den der fantastiske, han har den der fantastiske egenskab at kunne springe fra strategi til strategi. Undervejs i sådan et motorløb, der skifter man strategi mange gange. Det sker i Formel 1-løbende, hvor det hele foregår på 45 minutter, men det sker altså også i et 24-timers Le Mans, hvor han bliver nødt til indimellem at sige, okay, nu gør konkurrenterne noget andet, nu bliver jeg nødt til at ændre den måde, hvorpå jeg er i stand til at køre, eller ikke i stand til, men i hvert fald den måde, jeg kører på, og det bliver jeg nødt til at ændre, og det synes jeg er interessant, og jeg synes, at hvis nogen kan det der, så er det lige præcis Sebastian Buemi. Sebastian Buemi, han kommer fra Schweiz. Han taler et udmærket engelsk, så det har jeg overtalt ham til, at vi bruger her. Jeg tror, det er bedre end at forsøge på at forstå, hvad jeg siger på mit halvdårlige franske. I alle tilfælde, så kommer vi ind på det, så sætter vi fokus på lige præcis den problemstilling, at være i stand til at skifte strategi undervejs. Så her er, hvad han sagde. Sebastian Buemi, I've been so free on my media to say that you are not one of the guys who are actually able to cope with different strategies. Suddenly something is happening on the racetrack and then you change in 1 split second and then you are totally doing things differently according to the new strategy. What is, I don't know if you agree with me, I've seen that in Formula E at least a lot of times and I don't know about World Endurance Championship if you do the same thing there, but do you agree with me or do you say he don't understand nothing?
No, I mean, you have to adapt. Huh? It's the more you adapt to the conditions, the better. It's true that in endurance racing, you have to be able to adapt to a lot of things because many times the car doesn't feel right or the position in the car is not perfect or the conditions are difficult. So you have to be able to adapt. If you adapt, I think it's very good because you can get the most out of the car all the time and you can be faster. You know, you're never going to have over 24 hours the perfect car and condition throughout the race. So, yeah, I think it's very important to be able to adapt.
But also when it comes to unpredictable things like, for example, some of your competitors have changed their strategy, they're doing something different, and then you have to adopt and say, okay, then I have to change my strategy.
Yeah, I mean, of course, if you can learn things from the other people, you try to take it. If they adapt that strategy and that make you do something different, yeah, you do. So at the end of the day, you have to be open-minded. It's very important. And always, you know, put yourself in question and ask yourself what things you can do actually better.
When I'm talking about Formula E, then it is because I have been a Formula E commentator on Eurosport in Denmark since season 2. Yeah. And therefore, of course, I compare these two things. But I also want to go to Le Mans because Le Mans is somewhere in forefront of everything. What is happening here that people have not been thinking about before. Can you mix these two things? I mean, one week you are driving with a Formula E car somewhere on the other side of the earth and then you come here and do these totally different racing.
Yeah, I mean, I like doing both and I've been doing both for a long time and I think to some extent it helps me stay sharp, you know, because you know, when you do the Formula E races, you have to be extremely, you know, aggressive and sharp on passing people and defending. And I think it's something positive, you know, for my work racing career. Obviously, it's not always easy. You know, there is a lot of traveling. You are not at home much, but we all know it and we get the most out of it.
When we look at this year's 24 hours race here in Le Mans, the main strategy for you, do you have some sort of a plan before you start, which you can tell me?
Yeah, I mean, the plan is to try to find the best possible setup, you know, start the race well and get the most out of it. Clearly, it's going to be a tough race, we know that, we've done it many times. Now the the idea is to make sure we are in a good position with an easy car and consistent car to drive.
Indslagene fra 24 timers Le Mans præsenteres af Goodyear, der i 24 timers Le Mans leverer dæk til alle deltagerne i LMP2, såvel som LMGT3-klassen.